Now a U.S. Olympic swimming story that isn't completely about Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky. They're definitely living up to their reputations. Together, they have won 6 medals so far, 5 of them gold. But they're only part of the story. The U.S. has traditionally dominated Olympic swimming, and the performance this year in Rio is proving to be exceptional. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Michael Phelps won his first gold medal of the Rio Games in a scintillating relay race this past Sunday. As he finished talking to reporters and walked away, one person asked what his victory would do for the momentum of the U.S. team.
We have a lot of momentum right now.
We have a lot of momentum right now, indeed. Phelps' gold that night was the 8th U.S. medal, and since his pronouncement, American swimmers have upped the total to 18 going into tonight's competition. The most any other country has won? 4.
The finals for the bronze, and Dorado gets it.
Maya Dorado won a bronze medal in this 200-meter individual medley race last night, as heard on NBC. Dorado is one of those Americans not named Phelps or Ledecky, pushing up the medal count. Phelps' longtime coach Bob Bowman, who's also the men's head coach here in Rio, kept interrupting himself last night as he talked about the entire team's depth.
Townley Haas, 44-1 on that relay. Murphy last night, there are tons of people, you know, Lily King, that just goes on and on and on.
Certainly Phelps and Ledecky are leading the way. 31-year-old Phelps in particular is serving a dual role, assassin in the pool and inspiration to his teammates. Last night he swam the 4x200-meter freestyle relay after winning a thrilling 200-meter butterfly race. His relay teammate Townley Haas was sure thrilled.
Michael's swim just got me pumped up. It was just awesome to watch that. It got me so ready to go, and we kind of feed off each other in that way.
But there's more to the U.S. success. It goes back to the Olympic trials in late June and early July. A U.S. swimming spokesman says having the trials then, rather than earlier in the year, allows the athletes the right amount of time to perform, then wind down and back up in time for the Games. Essentially, the plan is to have the trials close to the Olympics, but not too close. Again, here's Bob Bowman.
We're swimming well. We're swimming a lot better than at trials. And that means that our plan really worked, and we spent a lot of time on that, so it was good.
It's mostly been good for the U.S. Americans have won more swimming medals than any country in every Olympic Games since 1988. The record U.S. medal haul was 33 at the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. With more than a dozen finals to go and the chance to win multiple medals in those races, yet another American swimming record is in sight. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.